Kumusta? Kumusta? Welcome to the Jeruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At nais ko kayong batiin ngayon ng belated Happy International Transgender Day of Visibility. And yeah, Happy Easter din nga pala. Joke lang. Ano itong Transgender Day of Visibility na tinutukoy ko? Malamang ang ilan sa inyo ay nagtataka. So let's get down to it. Dahil ito yung news. Recently ay nag-proclaim ang White House sa US, si President Biden, ng Transgender Day of Visibility noong March 31, 2024. Sabi dito, "On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives." Wow! So yun, what's the big deal? Eh, sa US ito. It would have been a big deal kung sa US lang ito, ngunit hindi. Check out niyo to, guys. Ang ABS-CBN ay nag-post din ng International Transgender Day of Visibility noong March 31, which happens to be Easter. How dare you, mga Kristiyano? Bakit kayo nagse-celebrate ng Easter dito sa mahalagang araw ng Transgender Day of Visibility? Ang totoo niyan, medyo baka nga ang masisisi natin dito ay yung mga Kristiyano, eh, di ba? Parang fix naman yung Transgender Day of Visibility ng March 31. Tapos biglang, kayo ang pabago-bago eh. Ang Easter, hindi fix ang schedule nyo ng Easter, kayong mga Kristiyano. In fact, kahit yung Valentine's nga, nung Ash Wednesday, inagaw nyo. Gusto naming mag-Valentine's, pero bawal ang meat. So, sinong kasalanan ng mga LGBTQ? Grabe. Kailangan natin ng Transgender Day of Visibility dahil kulang ang mga araw para ma-celebrate natin ang napakagandang contributions ng ating mga kapatid sa community. Kulang yung May 17 na International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, di ba? Kulang din yung June na Pride Month. Masyadong, hindi pa enough yung one month na sineselebrate natin sila. Siyempre, kulang din yung October 20 na International Pronouns Day. Kulang pa rin na ang November is Trans Awareness Month. How dare you guys na agawin ang International Transgender Day of Visibility sa mga kapatid nating who identify as trans. Also, by the way, alam nyo ba na November 13 to 19 is Trans Awareness Week? Oh, ngayon alam nyo na. At kulang pa rin yan. Also, November 20 is the Transgender Day of Remembrance. At dahil sa mga dates na nabanggit ko, hindi pa rin sapat ito eh, guys. Hindi pa rin visible ang trans community sa atin kahit na nasa harap na natin sila all the time. Kaya, guys, itong pag celebrate ni Biden in lieu of Easter Sunday ng Transgender Day of Visibility, I think understandable. And yung ABS-CBN, nung they posted this sa kanilang page, March 31, International Transgender Day of Visibility, I think understandable. Pero seriously speaking, guys, anong issue dito? Nice kong pag-usapan kung anong issue dito. Yung kay Biden sa US, sadly nagiging leftist na ang US. Pero yung nag-post ang ABS-CBN News ng Happy International Transgender Day of Visibility in Easter Sunday, medyo may pagka-sus actually. Parang may propaganda. Surely, I don't think may Pinoy or Pinay who identify as trans na nag-encircle ng March 31 ng pulang lipstick around March 31 sa kanilang kalendaryo, marking the International Transgender Day of Visibility. At 40 days lang hinintay ito, I doubt. Kaya medyo parang may indoctrination na involved dito. I'd like to call you out, ABS-CBN. And guys, I'm against this because I'm against glamorizing the thing that gender ideology celebrates. I feel you. Kung ikaw ay isang tao who have gender dysphoria, that's a very sad thing. But the thing na pinupush dito sa International Transgender Day of Visibility, I doubt na pinupush nila yung bodily acceptance. Limbawa, you have gender dysphoria. I doubt they're teaching persons who have gender dysphoria to accept their bodies. Mukhang ang problema dito, I think, para sa akin, ang problema dito is they're glamorizing gender ideology. And sadly, gender ideology is an enabler of hating your body. Bakit ko nasabi to? Kasi sila yung mga nagpo-push na, kunwari, babae ka who identify as a man, ang mga nagpo-push ng gender ideology, sila yung nagsasabi na you need to transition, socially transition at a very young age. And sila din yung nagpo-push ng pagsaksak ng puberty blockers sa iyo. And eventually, to take cross-sex hormones. And ang malungkot dito is kung babae ka, pinupush nilang magsuot ka ng chest binder, which has a lot of complications. And if you search, ang daming complications sa pagsaksak ng cross-sex hormones at puberty blockers. And ang dami ng countries ngayon in Europe na nagbaban dito. And sadly, if you celebrate these leftist holidays, medyo ini-enable nila ang mga bagay na to. They're enabling that walang difference in sexes. Ini-enable nila na ang mga biological male ay i-allow sa female bathrooms or restrooms. Yung mga quote-unquote trans woman, they push for them to be allowed in female spaces. Aside from that, they enable biological males, quote-unquote, yung mga trans women to play in women's sports. Ito yung kinakalaban ni Riley Gaines sa US ngayon. So that's why I'm against the glamorization of Transgender Day of Visibility. Kaya medyo, I think it's rightful na i-call out natin ang ABS-CBN on this. Or kung sino man sa Pinas ang nagpo-push nitong Transgender Day of Visibility. Please call them out. Also, Easter ang sineselebrate natin noong March 31. For a vast majority of Filipinos, ito yung sineselebrate natin noong March 31. And guys, minsan sinasabi nilang bigoted ang mga Christians. We are framed as bigots when it comes to our brothers and sisters in the LGBTQ+ community. But true Christianity teaches us how to love thy neighbors. Actually, it even teaches us to love thy enemies, di ba? And hindi naman natin kinoconsider na enemies ang mga leftists. But if you get my point, between loving your neighbors and loving your enemies, there's really no room for hate. Kaya true Christianity is rightfully, dapat ito yung sineselebrate natin. And it's right to celebrate Easter. And Huwag nating i-enable itong ideology, ang gender ideology. Pope Francis calls gender ideology the most dangerous ideological colonization. And we need to call out ang mga companies who are normalizing this, who are pushing this. It's right to respect people equally, but to push an agenda that's enabling the glamorization of hating your bodies, of putting men in women's spaces and women's sports, I think we need to call that out. Okay, so what do you think? Yan lang ang nais kong pag-usapang topic today. And daily na ang podcast natin. Please subscribe to the channel kung hindi pa kayo nakasubscribe sa The J. Aruga Show. Also, subscribe din kayo sa ilang mga projects that I'm in. The Sentinel PH. Search nyo sa facebook.com/thesentinelph. Mag-subscribe kayo doon. Please support yung Unboxing Catholicism as well. And of course, the Halo app, the number one Catholic meditation app in the world. Okay, so that's all. I'm J. Aruga. This is the J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is J. Aruga of the J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.